Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, a brand new week here, all around the world. In fact, it's not just here, it's a brand new week everywhere in the world. And joining us every Monday is our dear friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100. Garrett, are you there?
Greetings, Rob Shooter. I wasn't sure if the Zoom room would let me in because you might have changed the locks.
No,
it's been a few weeks.
Never, ever. We missed you terribly. I had to do the show all by myself, Garrett. And it's
a great job.
But it's not as good as when you are here. So we've got a treat today because you are back. Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is.
Oh, tea time.
Thank you very much. Big breaking story at the top of the show. Britney Spears and her boyfriend Sam are engaged after nearly 5 years of dating. Sam's manager confirmed this in a statement to Page Six, saying the following, quote, Britney Spears and Sam made their long-standing relationship official today and are deeply touched by the support, dedication and love expressed to them. Then the manager added a very odd statement, telling us who the ring is designed by. It seems like a little bit of a product placement, Garrett.
Yeah, it felt like I was watching The Bachelorette or a Bachelor or something.
In a press release confirming an engagement, you normally just say confirmed, they're together, they're really happy. But then they went on to say Roman Melanvi, I think I'm pronouncing that correct, from New York City, is the ring designer. He couldn't be more happy to be involved in this one-of-a-kind ring. So there's actually a statement from the ring designer, which is very strange. Do you think Sam's rep also represents the ring designer? There's something that's not quite right here. What do you think?
But here's the thing, Rob Shooter. Something like this, when Britney's team and the ring designer are putting out statements, in what reality, of everyone listening, maybe there's a good, 1-2% of people that could maybe possibly come close to affording some ring like this, a one-of-the-kind ring? Like, why even give mention of, are you getting a 10% discount?
Let me tell you why. You've just hit the nail on the head, Garrett. I would predict, I don't know this, so it's just speculation, I would predict the ring is free, and it was given on the condition of publicity. Celebrities do this all the time, but they
she
don't...
She has the money. He has
they
the
do,
money.
He does. Yes,
her,
he does.
But still.
He does. A lot of people think Britney might have bought her own ring. It's a 4-carat, beautiful, beautiful ring. It's very expensive. It's got to be about $100,000. But Sam actually makes money. So
yes.
Sam's a really successful model. He's in tons of different commercials, advertisements. So he makes his own money. So he could have just afforded this ring himself. It's such a weird statement to actually say the ring designer couldn't be more happy. You would normally say Britney and Sam are really happy, but apparently, the ring designer is happy too. A few more details too that we've been digging into. So he proposed, he popped the question at Britney's home. Very, very nice. On the ring is engraved inside Sam's nickname for Britney. Do you know what his nickname is?
Peach.
That's a sweet name. It is Lioness.
That's a long, cutesy name, though. Like, you know, if you and I are in the hallway and I call you Lion, excuse me, hey, Lioness. Like, it's very long. Ooh. Like, you need something quick.
Quick. What did I call you? Pudding. That's what I call you.
Pudding.
Pudding.
Yeah, pudding work.
Pudding's pudding. A good nickname. So let me give you some more details. Oh, this is why I love pudding. The rumbling started a couple of days ago after he was spotted in Beverly Hills looking at Cartier. So he didn't get a Cartier ring. He got one from Mr. Roman, who's very, very excited.
Did he go shopping with Ben Affleck?
He didn't go with Ben. And they said to him that all this was almost spoiled because a couple of days ago... he put up an Instagram post of this ring and then he quickly dismissed it and said his account had got hacked and for everybody to calm down. However, it appears...
The ring guy. The ring dealer hacked his account.
This ring guy. However, it does appear that the ring and the whole thing was real because now they are engaged. They posted a video too on social media. I'm happy for these two. I really am. I want Britney to find some happiness. Where are you, Garrett?
Yeah, and I want her to be happy. It's just so interesting, like, you know, with the news of her dad, you know, bowing out of the conservatorship, and it's almost like they were waiting for this to come down for them to move forward. Mm. And, like, I just hope it's not like a 0-60 type situation where she's just trying to do everything she's wanted to do in like a week's
time,
you know?
Right. Well, that's a very interesting point because now sources are telling me they're a little bit frightened about this process. admittedly, it's been almost 5 years, so we can't say it's that quick. But moving forward,
shorter than me and my wife.
Britney is, thank you. Britney Spears is worth $60 million, and it would be naive of us to pretend that she isn't. Sam makes a good living, as we said, but he doesn't have $60 million.
He doesn't make Britney money, though.
Does she get a prenup? My insiders tell me she probably won't, because Britney has been treated terribly by the legal system. She doesn't really have a lot of faith in lawyers, and I can totally understand that after everything she's been through. Plus, she doesn't really have a team anymore. She's got to build a whole new team from scratch, so she doesn't have a manager at the moment or even people around her to help her figure this out. She doesn't really trust lawyers, so I'm told they probably won't get a prenup, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Britney and Sam are engaged after nearly 5 years. Should they get a prenup? Ooh. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on?
Yeah, sorry. Let's talk about Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards. You tend to forget that they were together because, like, so much has happened in the world. But they have a daughter, and her name's Sammy Sheen. She's 17 years old. And just like we see many of times, these teenage celebrity kids have a platform. It's called TikTok.
I heard of it.
Where they now have this platform, and they're followed because not only do they have their friends and they can have a viral video in 10 seconds, but they're related to celebrities like Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards, her mom and dad. Mm-hmm. She says that she was trapped in an abusive household a little over a year ago. It's been deleted, but, you know, once it's put on the internet, it's there forever.
Yep.
We don't know who Sammy was living with. Some of my sources are saying it was on the Denise side and Sammy ran to Charlie, but we all know Charlie's path, so we're left to just be like, you know, who's who. So she says now finally moved out of the hell house, had a spiritual awakening, owned two cats, happy, single, full of self-love, and dropped out of high school.
Sammy.
I agree with everything, maybe except for the last part, but you know, she says and she looks much happier than previous posts before, so it'll be interesting over the next few years, actually, with all these children who are younger, like 10, 12, and as soon as they get TikTok, they don't realize the magnitude of stuff that they post. Even though they've lived the life, they have this platform now where the simplest of thing where you think you're telling mom and dad, you know, you're just ratting them out or just trying to be goofy, it could go viral.
Right. Particularly when you are the child of somebody or two people very, very famous. I think back to when I was 15, 16, 17, and I said some awful things to my mom and dad that I didn't really mean, but I was angry and I said some terrible things. Now, if I'd put them on a video, that video would last forever. So that's what I think's really damaging here. We've seen it with Kellyanne Conway's daughter. She's on TikTok saying things about her mom, and because her mom's famous, all this stuff is going to live forever. Charlie's actually put out a statement through his rep saying that Sam's amazing, quote, "I love her and all my children unconditionally. We're having a ball." So it seems as if Sam has moved out of Denise's house, is what I've been told, and now she's living with her dad, Charlie. Oh, good grief, we're going to keep
on
top.
But you see what he said, though? The one thing that I was like, I was a little skeptical about her driving out of high school, where Charlie's statement said, GED, here we come. Mm. So that means he's going to push her to get back into high school and graduate.
Oh, you know, I left that part off because I didn't know what a GED was.
It's the exams. Once you graduate high school, you get your diploma, and that's a GED. So,
got it.
Just like you get, you know, your college diploma and you can get a master's, your GED is your college level, your high school level, you graduated high school, you can move on into life. And given she doesn't need a job, but a lot of people want to know that you at least graduated high school and going for a job.
You do. We all need jobs, I think, even if we have super rich parents. Whoever thought Charlie would come across as the rational one? Moving along, more bad news. Prince Andrew is in a ton of trouble and now questioning if he was properly served legal papers. So Prince Andrew's lawyers are claiming he was not properly served legal documents related to a civil lawsuit in which he has been accused of sexual assault. A court here will hold a pre-trial conference today where the judge will decide how to end this argument between the two sides. Attorney for the lady Virginia Griffrey say that the documents were handed over to the police officer on duty at the main gate at Andrew's Windsor Great Park estate. He lives on his mommy's castle estate in Britain, so they couldn't get to Andrew. Normally when you serve somebody papers, you actually have to hand it to that person. You can't hand it to somebody else. In this case, you can't get to him because he's a prince behind literally a castle wall.
It's such a sneaky way, though. Like, if you've ever been served papers, it only happened to me once, too, where they'll find you in the street like a sleuth, or they'll ring your doorbell. And if someone rings your doorbell, you're like, oh, delivery, whatever. Yeah. And they say your name.
So that's
it's
a Garrett
thing.
And then the hand you papers.
Yeah, they're like Garrett Vogel, yeah. And of course you'll naturally say yes because that's your name, and that's their okay saying, okay, you're Garrett Vogel, I'm doing my job, here's your paper.
Served.
So if I were to serve you, Rob Shooter, I would find you in the street, and you would think I'm an adoring fan.
Hello.
And rightfully so, because I just saw you on Wendy Williams promoting your book, and I would say, Rob Shooter, and you would turn around gleefully and say, yes, present, how can I help you?
So,
and I'll say, you've been served.
Oh, so they didn't do that in Andrew's case because they couldn't get to him, but they left him with a policeman. Well, that's pretty official. A policeman is a very official job.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Andrew's lawyers are saying, well, you didn't serve him, but it seems to me here that they're wriggling around this and they're sort of standing on ceremonies. He will be served at some point, and obviously his friendship with convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein is not going away, and neither should it. And so this is a massive drama that we will keep you up to speed on.
Do they lock Andrew in a tower or something?
I think so. At this point, it's an embarrassment to the family. They're terrified about this because if he doesn't show up to the court, he could be found guilty without being there. That's going to be terrible, and it could be ordered to pay damages. But if he chooses to fight this, Garrett, he's going to face years of headlines and storytelling. And what do you do? I mean, obviously something's not right here. The problem here is not about serving papers. The problem is about this really, really shady friendship. There's no good that's going to come of this. And the palace, I don't know what they're going to do. Move along. What's going on with Idina Menzel? I think she's finally talking out about John Travolta.
Yes. So remember back at the Oscars where John Travolta totally just butchered her name, Idina Menzel or Adele Menzine or something like that.
Something.
Yeah, write that. So Idina Menzel was about to perform. She's on the stage, probably the biggest stage with so many eyes watching her. The Oscars, you know, back in 2014, especially for Frozen, millions
Huge.
Upon millions of viewers. And she knew that too. So to have your name butchered by a very famous actor, it could be like a gut punch. But this is what Idina Menzel said, or Adele Menzine.
Adele Menzine.
She goes, I had 8 seconds to say to myself, first, I felt sorry. Really sorry for myself, she said. And then 8 seconds, the band starts, and I was like, get yourself together. Stop worrying. He messed up your name. Sing, bitch. So she was talking to herself, obviously. But by the way, you should put that quote in your book. Find Idina Menzel. Say, I have a book. I think your quote's great. We should put it in there. She goes, I was nervous. She just meditated, kind of like put herself at ease. I was going to sing to my son and really bring perspective to everything that had happened. Over time, you could laugh it off. Mm-hmm. In the moment, it
horrible.
Had to have
horrible.
Had to be horrible.
She must have
been
nervous stepping
out. And of course,
out.
John Travolta, said that it was, he was sorry, beat himself up over it. He knows who Idina Menzel is, obviously, but she'd say, just let it go.
Idina added that it actually turned out to be the greatest thing to ever happen to her. And he's written her so many nice emails since then to try and make up for it. I bumped into her at a Billy Joel event. Billy Joel was doing this little private concert at the Cutting Room that for some reason I was invited to. It was really fabulous. Thank you very much. And I sat next to Pink. I know. Hello, Pink. Hello. And
I'm sorry. I'm just picking up all these names.
You're
dropping so many names.
Rachel Ray was there. Billy. It was just a wild. Howard Stern was there. It was wild.
Oh,
there was
wow.
Like 50 people in this room, and I was one. And another one was Idina Menzel. And I was standing by the front door, and she came in, and it was just after the Oscars. And I was like, hi, Idina Mazuna. Like, I said the name, the John Travolta name. She didn't laugh. She did.
Oh,
I know.
Well, it's too soon, Rob Shooter.
I know.
Like, you need to learn your boundaries and your, like, give it some time.
Now, hilarious. Back then, she was like, she gave me such a look. And quickly, before we get a break, J-Lo and Ben have hit the red carpet again. They look absolutely glorious. You're going to see pictures of them today at the Venice Film Festival, looking stunning. However, already back in New York. In fact, they are in the Bronx. So Jenny's back. She appeared
at the
VMA.
Night, yeah.
She's back in New York. Ben didn't go to the VMAs, but he is with her in New York, so we'll have more dish about
that. Is he staying with his mom
tomorrow,
gambling?
Tomorrow. Is it? He's at the casino. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schiller with our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Thank you very much, darling. An old clip has been resurfaced online showing Ellen pressuring Taylor Swift to give up details about her love life. In the clip, Taylor looks mortified, really embarrassed, and Ellen keeps going, keeps pushing. Does Ellen owe Taylor an apology? Let's have a look. Ooh, 66% of you said yes. She does owe Taylor an apology. I think it's a little aggressive. I've watched the clip several times. Also, too, Taylor is so young in this clip. If you did it now, it might be funny. But back then, it just felt a little bit weird. So I think I'm with you.
I would go on the other side of this, obviously, Rob Schroeder. And here's why. Mm-hmm. Because though the way the clip comes across, because everybody has their own perspective once something's posted online, Ellen and Taylor have been friends since day one.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like one of those one-off interviews where, you know, they've never spoken to each other. Taylor repeatedly came back to the show, not because she was forced to. She wanted to.
That's a good
point. And she knew where Ellen was coming from. It wasn't a place of, you know.
Right. It didn't come from a place of hate, I think is what you're saying. But also, too, we look at it now through different eyes. After all the bullying accusations have been levied against Ellen, I think I see it a little bit differently. But I'm with the majority. Garrett's not, which means you love me more. Okay, don't forget to vote.
Is that how you look at it? Is that how you see things?
I'm always with the majority because I'm such a cowardly custard. Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to my Twitter page at Naughty Nicer Rob, or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now Garrett has our nicest of the day.
Gwyneth Paltrow, and we're not talking about anything from Goop. She's actually talking about what everybody else in the world is talking about, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. She actually is adoring the fact that they've rekindled their romance after so many years. And, you know, and I think she was commenting on the red carpet photo from the Venice Film Festival. That we all saw. That was the New York in me that just came out.
What did she have to say? What did she say about this picture?
Okay, this is cute. She put it on the picture, and that was posted by Jennifer Lopez's stylist, not Rob Schroeder, by the way. and here's the interesting thing, though. I don't know if I would be able to do this, but Gwyneth Paltrow, Ben Affleck, they dated, you know, for about 3 years.
They did.
Around like 97 to about 2000. They start together in Shakespeare in Love, where she earned an Oscar for Best Actress, and again in Bounce. So, you know, credit to her for being the bigger person, saying, you know what, that was a past relationship. I'm happy. He's happy, and
nicest.
She's happy, and I'm happy.
Nicest. Gwyneth has a history of doing this. She's also very friendly with her ex-husband, Chris Martin, our nicest of the day. Now, our naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Shame. Ashton Kutcher endured Take a Shower Chance when
he
appeared
on
ESPN. So he was on ESPN. He was on the College Gay Dame in Iowa. I don't know quite what that means, but I think it's a TV show.
Can I break it down for you real quick? It's a pre-show before the game.
Ooh.
So this is like early in the morning. If you go to a school like Iowa, you wake up super early. You go down to the football stadium. Yeah, you and your friends have your face painted. You're excited. you have a few beers and cocktails.
Sounds
and
fun.
You're just, you're grilling some hot dogs and hamburgers, and you're ready to go.
Love it.
The way you and I would be ready to go for a 5 p.m. dinner, you know, they're ready to go at 7 o'clock.
I love it. So he was there. He was doing an interview, and the crowd was chanting, take a shower. This is because recently Ashton and Mila Kunis revealed that they don't bathe their children each and every day. This whole bathing debate is not going anywhere at Naughtiest of the Day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Robbie on a Robbie on Rob. Sponsored by the Four-Word Answer, which is out next week.
Oh my goodness. It's like the week before Christmas.
It's the week before Christmas. So
I got to check in with Santa to make sure I've been a good boy.
We've all been good boys and girls. So you can pre-order it today on Amazon.com, The Four-Word Answer, my new book, and you will get it on Monday or Tuesday next week. So watering dead plants never brings them back to life. So instead, close that chapter and start a new one. You gotta develop a relationship with yourself when you're able to say uncomfortable things, including acknowledging when it is time to move on. You've got to move on. Big things happen when you make small decisions each and every day. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Robin Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. Did you see we broke the top 10 over the weekend, Garrett?
Rob, not just top 10, right? Yes, like you, like
eight.
Seven.
Yeah, I think it was eight, but we'll take seven. Eight. But yeah, I know.
You know what? We are the number one podcast.
We're not the number one. We're number eight.
You got to put it out there. I've learned from Oprah and you. Like, you got to put it out into the world.
But that's a lie, though. Oprah doesn't lie. You can think. You can say, I want to be the number one podcast, but we are not technically.
I'm supposed to say I want to be. I'm supposed to say I want. Oh, I got it. I want to be the number one podcast.
Yes, then you put that out there. And remember, everybody, if you're going to be naughty.
If you're going to be naughty. Got to be.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.